Hi, thanks, Lulu. Hi, Matthew. This is Gail. How are you? How are you?
Good. How are you,
Matthew? I'm doing great. So Lulu tells me she was talking to a go-getter. What's that all about?
Exactly how it sounds.
Are you out to create a multi-million dollar empire? Please tell me that.
Yes, that's what I want. I've wanted nothing more besides that, and I like helping people, and I like, I take pride in my work. I do a good job, and if I'm not happy with it, I'm not leaving the job, and if I'm not happy with it and the customer likes it, I just kind of sit back there in the back of my mind and laugh, because I'm like, you know what, this doesn't look good, but if you're happy, I'm happy, but I'll stick around and make it look good until you're happy. But yes, I'll do anything to get rich, and as long as everybody's happy around me, I'm happy.
That's awesome. That's what I like to hear. I don't hear it enough. So when I hear somebody that is really just ready to grow their business, that's fun for me. Cause I like to help too. So I like to help you grow your business. And then I like to sit back and watch you grow your business, because that to me is just amazing. So that's awesome to hear. So how long have you been in business then, Matthew?
3 years.
Okay, so you're on your way then. You're definitely established and kicking things in the behind.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So, then I should probably back up. We need to discuss some details here by the sounds, and it sounded like you wanted pricing for this listing we're filling out today. So we were talking, doing a little sleuthing and seeing how you were showing up for online presence so far. And it looks like you've got a good start there too. I see a Google Business profile for you. I see a website. Looks like a Google site, maybe. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I don't even know who made that, to be honest with you. I think it might have been my ex-girlfriend or something. I honestly couldn't tell you, but I don't mess with that Google site, and I don't even know the account information to get onto that, but I have seen that same site.
Gotcha. Well, at least it doesn't look like there's anything bad up there, so ex-girlfriend must not have gone back in and you know, written bad things, so that's good. That's really good. It really stinks when they do that, you know?
Yeah, it's all good, though. Everything happens for a reason.
It does. So, no worries. We might actually be able to help you with the website, too. I'll know more when I get over into my pricing screen. And I'm just kind of trying to get a feel of where you're at now, where you want to grow as far as growth, because we don't have, like, just one option. And I want to make sure that we're able to help you. It doesn't make sense for us if we can't actually help. So I need to find that out, too. So it looks like I'm seeing W&D Associates, Huffman, Texas. Tree Services looks like you're on MapQuest. Looks like you're on Instagram, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Are you getting any work from Instagram?
I am not. Honestly, I haven't been getting any work from social media. I have been getting work from, like, Home Advisor and Angie's List.
Okay. And how is that working out? Is it working out pretty well?
I just started it on December 1st. I was going to try it out for a month, see how it went. If it went good, I was going to keep it. If it didn't go good, I was just going to do away with it. But, I mean, I've already made my money back. I mean, I got one job off of it. And what day is the 6th, 5th?
The 6th.
I made my money back made my money plus some of what I put into it, so
that's a good start.
All right, for now, it's a good start, so we'll just kind of see how it goes.
Absolutely. Well, and I think you'll do really well on the first page of Google. So a couple of things. One of the first things that we'll do is we'll actually close the Huffman area for your category of tree services, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that means for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors into that first page position. So W&D Associates is the only company that we're working with, only company that we're going to put in that map section. And then we do all of the programming and the backlinking necessary so that when anyone is searching for land clearing, tree services, any of the services you offer, you pop up right there in the map, right when they're searching, and then they're able to just click that Google business profile of yours and call you directly. And we also program you so that you can be found on every platform, iPhones, Google phones, Androids, Alexa, so you can, hey Alexa, I think her command is hey Alexa, okay Google. So you'll be able to be located on all of those, which is nice. I don't know if you knew or not, there's a difference in programming from what can appear on a mobile as opposed to what appears on a desktop. And quite often the search results are different. So we make sure that you're found on both mobiles and on desktops. So you're not just restricted to one. Yeah. And then, you look here. Oh, are you using Facebook too?
Yes, ma'am. I have a Facebook website, but like I said, when me and my ex broke up, like, I don't even know what happened. I didn't run any of that. She did all that, and we split up, and I just kind of forgot about all that. But I do run the Instagram one, but I haven't, like I said, I haven't put anything on there. I just kind of been, putting my life back together. So that's why it's been real slow for me, and just a bunch of other things. Life has happened, but,
life gets in the way.
Good.
Well, I'm glad you're back on track and ready to grow too. Getting on that first page of Google is really going to help get that phone ringing. And then the leads and calls all go directly to you. We don't filter or screen them, and they're unlimited. We don't charge for clicks or calls or leads. So you can take all the leads you want and you do business the way you normally do business. There are no travel restrictions or requirements, no restrictions or requirements as far as how many jobs you need to take or can't take. You do business the way you do business.
Yeah.
So you are a perfect fit, Matthew. Let me go ahead and get my pricing screen pulled up and I'll get your credits applied. Being that you're under 5 years in business, I can actually classify you as new in business, which is going to give you a nice rate reduction, get you off of retail. So I'll see what we've got coming up here. And we'll see what we've got for inclusions to see if it's been nice to me so far today. So I think it's going to be nice. So it looks like, so our pricing is on a flat monthly rate. It's never anything more, not even by a penny. We don't add taxes to it, no click fees or call fees, anything like that. And it's on a month-to-month basis. So meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We really don't believe in it. We feel if we're doing our job, we don't have to wrangle you into a contract. I hope the month-to-month model works for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. That's what I like to hear. I've always got to make sure. Some people love contracts, so I always got to ask.
That sounds good.
It looks like it is being nice to us today. So it actually, with your credits in there as new in business, it brought your monthly from $399 down to $199. So it took $200 off there. And then it took $200 off of your setup too. Normally it's $299. It brought yours down to $99. So the $99 is one time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then it is just that flat $199 on a month-to-month basis. And it's giving me some inclusions here. That's what I was hoping I would find. It does tell me we can do a website for you. Thank goodness. I was hoping for that. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so that means we'll build, host, and maintain a website for you, no extra charge. So anytime you need changes made to it, photos uploaded, just let us know. We'll get them up there for you. We can make any content changes. If you add services later on down the road, you get new equipment, want to offer new things, just let us know. We'll get it on the website and into your programming. So, Matthew, does that sound like something that's going to help you out and help you?
Yeah, that definitely does. Definitely.
Okay.
Does.
And
any way we could set up a phone call or, like, do y'all have anyone around the Houston area that, like, I can meet up with?
Oh, gosh, we don't. So we're based in Southern California, Fountain Valley. I was going to say Costa Mesa. That's close, but Fountain Valley. So we don't have anybody right there, and I'm based in Colorado. I mean, I'm a little closer maybe than California, but is there something you need to see? I'd be happy to send some links over to you.
I just want to, like, kind of read over everything and, like, see how y'all would put together everything, or if, like, y'all would just do all that for me and then send it over and then I approve, or, like, how all that works.
Oh, good questions. So, one, I will send you the exact price and package that we've been talking about with all of the inclusions. It's actually part of our setup process anyway, so I'll get that to you. But yes, you're welcome. We encourage and need your involvement in your campaign. So for sure, we'll want you to tell us, you know, what do you want for colors? What do you want for photos? What do you want it to look like? What do you not want it to look like? Things like that. And before your website goes live, you'll be able to look it over another time and see if it's what you want. And if it's not, we'll make the changes for you.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Okay. Let's go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and close this listing for you, Matthew. And then we'll gather some information. We'll get you set up. Let me grab a couple of screens here and get that closed. Okay. Great. All right. Got it. So nobody will be making any more calls on it. That's good. All right, Matthew. And I assume first name is M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
Correct.
Super. What's your last name, please?
Bumpus. B-U-M-P as in Paul, A-S.
And just one S on the end. B-U-M-P-A-S.
Yes, ma'am. B-U-M-P as in Paul, A-S.
I like your last name already. A very good friend of ours, his name is Ronald, which he hates. And he's gone by Bumper ever since he was a little guy. Yep, Bumper. And he is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. I mean, he would give you the shirt off his back. I kid you not. Just an amazing, amazing guy. Yeah, you sound like it. And that's why I kind of, the last name is kind of close to my Bumper's name. All right. And then what's a good email address for you, Matthew?
That is W and A and D. And then after the first D, there's another D. And
okay.
Then associate.
Got it.
LLC@gmail.com.
I'm so glad you made your email address relevant. So many people don't. It's crazy. All right. So, and assuming I typed everything in right, I'm going to send you two emails. And the first one is just information. It's on our dashboard and analytics area. You'll actually have an area in our system where you'll be able to log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, upload photos for us, lots of things you can do in there. So that's in that first email. And then the second one, I've got to adjust with your credit in there to make sure I get these right. I don't like typing errors at all. And it's part of my job to make sure we don't have any. I'm kind of running to
I'll tell you, I'm very bad about that.
Are you? Well, it's a good thing you've got me then.
That's right.
I know, I check and I double check and then I check again and then somebody else checks. So we want to make sure all of your... Yeah, it is. We want to make sure all of your info is right.
Yes.
All right, Matthew. And then on the credit card that you're going to use for payment today, does your middle initial appear or is it just first and last? And I don't need the digits.
It's first and last name.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you. I'm glad you can remember. I always have to look at mine. I can't remember which one's got what on it anymore. I wonder if maybe
right,
I have too many.
You got too many.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say, I wonder if that means I have too many credit cards. That might just be it. You might be onto something, Matthew. All right. And
well,
then.
That could be a good thing or a bad thing.
You know, it's probably actually a good thing that I have my husband manage the credit cards because we'd be dead broke if it was up to me. Just because I like to spend, I like to spend money. Just
I think
do.
We all do.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. And then Matthew, for phone number, I've got 832-767-9395.
Correct.
And is that also your business number?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. And then company name, I've got the letter W and then the and sign, the letter D, Associates LLC. Is that correct?
Correct.
And are you 2318 Iron Ore Road?
Correct.
Okay. And that is Huffman, Texas, right? 77336.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I wanted to take a look at your Google business profile. Okay, good. You do have your address omitted from there. It was something I was going to ask if you wanted us to fix if it was showing your actual address.
Yes, ma'am.
And services. So we're going to say tree services and land clearing. Does that describe you?
You can take off of the tree services.
Okay.
And so like what I have on like my signs is excavation, dirt work, site prep, pads, and pawn.
Love it. Perfect.
And
I got them all.
Commercial and residential.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, good. Let me get that on there. Here we go. I especially
like... Put like major grading or something like that.
Major grading. Got it. Now, could we say road grading? I mean, we'd like if somebody had a private road.
Yep, road grading as well.
Perfect. And if you decide to add services on later, you get new equipment, want to add something new, maybe get a man lift, I don't know, whatever next toy you might get. I mean, I'd be looking. But if you add equipment that you want to add services on, just let us know, and then we can get those into your programming and onto your website, too, so you don't miss out on any business there.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just checking a couple of things off of my checklist. All right, Matthew, let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So your onboarding call, I'll call you, and then we work with your technician on what you want on your website, what you don't. They'll do that quality control check of everything I gathered to make sure we've got everything right. And we block out an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And
yes, ma'am.
I like to do that at your earliest convenience because I don't like to take your money and then not get to work. And right after that onboarding call, we get to work. So let's see. Today looks like it's shot. So tomorrow, though, see what we have. It looks like we've got a 9 o'clock, 11
o'clock.
Oh, perfect. All right. That was easy. I thought you were going to make me go shopping for a time there for a second. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
And let's grab that. Oh, and Matthew, did those two emails make it to you?
Let me check real quick.
And if I lose you when you're checking and hitting buttons on your phone, I'll just dial you right back.
Yes. I got one of them.
Wonderful.
And, yep, I got one.
All right. I'm guessing... Which one is that?
That's the, hello, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Below is all your information and everything.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you. The other one shouldn't be far behind. And then I've actually got a third one on its way to you. The subject line on this one is Local Splash CIE. And I know, strange internal coding. Hopefully that one will get to you quicker. And then that one, when it gets to you, is going to be a calendar appointment on Google Calendars. You know, I wonder, I mean, it wouldn't really make sense, but I wonder if the other one maybe went into your junk folder.
Oh, yeah, I can check real quick. Let me check. Okay, so I got your second one.
Oh, good. Okay.
It might have been the one you just... No, this was the appointment one.
Oh, good. Okay, well, I'm glad that one got to you. And then on that one, if you could open it up, and there will be a yes, no, maybe option. If you could smash the yes, that would be great.
Okay, yes.
And I will wait for it to update on this end. Perfect. Thank you, Matthew. We're doing good. We're moving right through this.
And the second email you sent, it didn't go to my junk.
Oh, okay. It did make it to you then, or you didn't get it at all?
I didn't get it at all.
Oh, well, booger. Let me see what's up. So was it the dashboard and analytics that did come through? Or was it the Facebook or Google and Facebook?
I got the dashboard one, and then I got the meeting one.
Huh. Well, where'd that other one go? Let me find it. And I'll resend it to you that way. I want you to have that. That's your price and package, and I want you to have that in writing. Okay, come on. Where did it go? We'll skin that cat another way. We'll redo it, and that's how it'll go. And this time it'll get to you.
There we go.
All right. I wonder what it did. Why it didn't get there. I just did a copy and paste on your email address, so that's kind of funny. I gotta doctor this back up with your credits in there again. It comes through as full retail price, and then I have to adjust the email. And I wanted to make sure I had them right. Oops. There we go.
I don't blame you.
Okay. That one's on the way again. Hopefully that one will make it. If you just kind of watch out and let me know if it does get there. And if for some reason it doesn't, I'll find a way to get it to you. And then I'm about to blow your phone up with text. Really, it's not your ex-girlfriend, it's just me. The first one that's coming over is my direct contact information. I'm the lead on your account. If you ever have questions, problems, need anything, let me know. If it's something I can't handle myself, if I can't find a solution for you, I will hand walk you to who can help you.
Yes.
And then your other key player, your technician, I just sent over our customer service contact info to you too. That's where you'll reach your technician. And let's see. And then
I just got your info, by the way.
Yay, awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Thanks, Matthew.
You're welcome.
And then I'm sending just a by text, but it's just an info link. It's how our call tracking works. And then I've got an optional item for you. It's already included in your pricing. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you download from our Play Store, or the Play Store, downloads onto your existing cell phone. The app itself has its own unique phone number that's local to you. So what a lot of our clients are using it for is so they can use the same phone for business, but have business and business and personal separated, but on the same phone. Is that something that you'd be in, something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, that sounds cool. And you can, I guess I could see everything that y'all update and everything we do on there.
Yep, you bet. You bet. So I'm sending you two links. They're in the same text on the way to you. So the Splash app was rolled out, oh gosh, it must be 6 months ago now, but I think that's about how long it's been. It's technically still in beta, which means it's with our programmers and not in our customer service department. So it doesn't, to get into the app doesn't go through our normal channels. So they're just asking everybody to fill out an application just to let them know that you need the app. It's not an application like you could get turned down for. It's just so that they know you want it. And then they'll reach out and help you get that set up.
Perfect.
And I'm sure they can show you some of the whistles and bells too, because there are a bunch.
Yes, ma'am.
It's actually pretty amazing what that app does. All right, and then for us to contact you, Matthew, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Either one. I mean, I'm cool with text and phone call.
Okay, perfect. And then hours of operation. I bet that is over here on your Google Business profile. Looks like you're listed as 24 hours a day.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, wow, you work in the dark and everything.
I sure do, but, and I will if the money's right.
I bet. Hey,
but
probably
no, there have been several days where we work throughout the night.
Wow, that is dedication. You know, speaking of, I watched a thing last night. It was about the building of the Alaska Highway, so cutting through Canada to Alaska. Wow, what those guys went through, and those old dozers and those old, I was just going to say old hoes, back hoes.
Yeah, that's good name.
the old back hoes, and these guys were camping, I mean, with just these wall tents in 70 below weather to build this road, and they're working all night, all day. I mean, it was incredible to see. It just blew my mind. But I like
That's
watching
crazy.
That stuff. It is. I grew up with excavators and carpenters and electricians, and it runs deep in my blood. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And then, Matthew, on your website, there's no charge for it. If you use, like, Zelle, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, we can put a widget on your website so that people can go to your website and make payment. Is that something you'd like on there?
Yeah, that's cool. I use Zelle, PayPal, and Venmo.
Wow, you got them all. Well, okay, not all. There's a couple missing, but that's pretty darn good. Perfect.
And I also take, I mean, I can run a credit card or whatever.
Oh, nice. Okay. I'm going to make a note of that so that they can highlight that. All right. And then let's go ahead and set up your security question and answer. So we implemented a security challenge question and answer system. If you're ever in doubt, if it's us calling, throw out the security question, and if they can't answer it, then it's not us. And so you may get calls from, who knows, just with increased visibility, people calling you with offers. And I just want you to know, we don't ever call you asking for more money. So if somebody's calling you asking for more money, it's not us. So
okay,
you probably don't need to pay it, just so you know. So security questions, we got three options. Mother's maiden name, or the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you rather? What was that?
If I lose you, it's because I'm going through a dead zone, but you could do my first name.
Your first pet's name. Okay. And what is that first pet's name?
You can do Luke.
Dog or cat?
A dog.
I knew it. I knew it. I don't know what we would do without our dogs.
That's right.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, they are.
I just got one. Well, Jeff, he's two now, I guess. And absolutely love him. He's the most talkative dog we have ever had. And he'll talk your ear off. It's funny. And he's got all... he's a Vishla. He's a pointer hunting dog. Bird dog, yeah. Upland game.
Yeah. I got three labs, and they're all bird dogs.
Oh, I love the labs, too. They're awesome dogs. They really are. They're so sweet. And they're so loyal, too.
And they shit so much.
Yeah, you know, ours do too, though. I mean, ours have got really, really short hair. And they still shed like crazy. At least, you know, it's only once a year. It just lasts all year. All right. And then, Matthew, on your credit card, does the company name appear or just your name?
Both. My name and the company name.
Got it. Let me put that on there. And then I've got your subscription all set up. And then everything is looking good. Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
And for security reasons, I don't read the number back to you. But if you just give it to me in four-digit blocks, I can usually keep up. And I'm ready whenever you are.
Let me get it out of my pocket real quick.
No problem. I know it's always hiding somewhere.
I wish it was never in my sight.
Right?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 4259.
Okay.
0900.
Got it.
1389.
Okay.
0380.
Got it. And then the expiration, please, Matthew.
0326.
And last but not least, that three-digit security code, please.
071.
Yeah, I'll update that.